the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, February the 7th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. A stopgap spending measure passes the U.S. House. Also on today's nationwide rundown, opponents march against drilling off the California coast. The Family Leave Act marks 25 years, and we take a look at the reasons behind local opposition to a new high-tech factory in Wisconsin. Now, our top story, the House passed another stopgap spending bill that would fund domestic programs through March the 23rd, but give the Pentagon a full-year budget of $659 billion. USA Today reports the measure, which cleared the House on a 245 to 182 vote, will now go to the Senate, where Democrats are likely to amend the legislation and then send it back to the House for another round of voting. USA Today says House Republicans indicated the spending bill would provide much-needed certainty to U.S. military planners who have expressed deep frustration with the Congress's inability to pass a long-term spending bill. Meantime, the Trump administration has proposed opening up almost all federal waters to oil and gas drilling, including the California coast. Suzanne Potter reports the one and only public hearing on the issue in the state takes place Thursday in Sacramento.
A coalition of opposition groups are planning a march and rally on the steps of the Capitol building just before the hearing, which is being held by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Annalise Rivera with Defenders of Wildlife says new offshore drilling would be extremely disruptive for marine life.
For example, the deafening seismic testing that precedes drilling exploration wreaks havoc on marine wildlife, disturbing their natural behaviors and impairing their hearing.
No new drilling in state waters has been allowed since 1969, when 100,000 barrels of oil fouled the Santa Barbara coast and helped launch the modern environmental movement. No new leases in federal waters have been permitted since 1984. But the Department of the Interior wants to have the first lease sale in Southern California in 2020 and in Northern and Central California in 2021. Opponents in California are hoping the public will flood a website, regulations.gov, with complaints before the public comment period ends on March 9th.
The feds took Florida's coast off the list for drilling when the state's Republican governor complained that drilling would hurt tourism and the environment. California's Governor Jerry Brown has also demanded the Trump administration take the California coast off the list for new drilling. The Family and Medical Leave Act marks its 25th anniversary this week. Mary Sherman reports some New Hampshire moms say it's an opportunity to reflect on how the legislation could be updated to better serve all families.
The law guarantees certain employees up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave a year without the threat of losing their job. But Christina De Alessandro with Moms Rising in New Hampshire notes only about 60% of workers are eligible, either because their employers aren't covered by the law or they can't afford to take time off without pay.
The anniversary is significant because 25 years ago we all saw it as a great first step, but we're stuck in the same place 25 years later. It's time to move these policies out of this Jurassic era and move them forward.
Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, House lawmakers are expected to vote soon on House Bill 628, which would create a state program with up to 12 weeks of paid medical leave for workers who are new parents, have a serious health problem, or are providing care for a relative. De Alessandro says the state legislation is an important step forward, but contends a federal policy is needed to ensure all workers are covered.
President Trump called for supporting paid family leave during his State of the Union address last week. The U.S. is the only developed nation without a paid family leave policy. And the latest Kids Count data book for Indiana's out. It shows the state has made some strides, but the Indiana Youth Institute says there's still a big problem that needs to be addressed. More on the story from Veronica Carter.
The group's president, Tammy Silverman, says the impact the opioid epidemic is having on Hoosier children is staggering. 1 in 10 children in the state lives with someone that has a substance use disorder. And she says over the past 5 years, Indiana has seen nearly a 60% increase in the number of children in foster care. Most of that is due to parent drug and or alcohol abuse.
What we're seeing is kids that are not getting proper nourishment, kids that aren't having access to health care, and kids that aren't able to go to school.
Indiana's infant mortality rate is 41st in the nation, with babies being 24% more likely to die before their first birthday than infants nationally. The problem is worse with African American babies. They're more than twice as likely to die than white infants.
And finally, the price tag for the Foxconn deal for a proposed high-tech factory in southeast Wisconsin keeps going up. Tim Morrissey explains.
The latest estimate from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau is $4.5 billion rather than the $3 billion Governor Scott Walker said the deal with the Taiwanese manufacturing company would cost. Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz, an Oshkosh Democrat, says spending that kind of money is a bad idea.
Committing $4.5 billion over the next 15 years on a highly automated plant in a world with constantly changed technology is not just expensive, it's risky. $4.5 billion for Foxconn will come at the expense of K-12 education and statewide transportation infrastructure.
Walker and Republican leaders have repeatedly said the Foxconn deal is a great investment for the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats are also opposed to the Foxconn deal for environmental reasons. Last week, Foxconn said it wants to draw 7 million gallons of water per day from Lake Michigan to manufacture liquid crystal display panels. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.